U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Americans will now be able to exit war-torn Gaza, and the administration will work hard to get additional Americans out of the region in the days ahead while working to step up the flow of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
We're continuing working to significantly step up the flow of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The number of trucks entering Gaza continues to increase significantly, but we still have a long way to go. The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support.
An initial group of foreign nationals, including Americans, departed Gaza on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department reported earlier in the day, adding Washington expects exits of U.S. citizens and others to continue over the next several days. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports Jordan severs a key diplomatic link with Israel over the Gaza war.
Key U.S. ally Amman says it has recalled its ambassador from Israel. Jordanian authorities have too told Israel's ambassador to remain out of the country in protest over the what it calls the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Deputy Prime Minister Ayman El-Safadi, who is also the foreign minister, says the return of the ambassadors is linked to Israel stopping its war on Gaza and the humanitarian catastrophe it's causing. Jordan signed a peace deal with Egypt in 1994, the second Arab country after Egypt to do so.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. The United States does not believe the pro-Iranian Palestinian militant group it designated as a terrorist group, Hamas, can be involved in the future governance of the Gaza Strip when the war with Israel is over, the White House said on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The White House is privately developing a national strategy to fight Islamophobia.